All the rage. Kiefer Loomis was the only kid in our whole school who never got angry. He was so calm, it was spooky. I'm no hothead myself, but life dumps tons of bad stuff on everybody. Some of it isn't fair. Some of it is just plain rotten. For example, I yelled at my little sister Jilly last week when she colored all over my library book with her crayons. She started to cry, which made Mom angry, which got me in trouble, which made me even angrier. I didn't stay angry forever, and Mom took the library fine out of Jilly's allowance, so it all worked out. But I'd never seen Kiefer even raise his voice. There are a couple ways to deal with any behavior that's too weird to ignore. You can figure it out, or you can change it. I started by trying to figure it out. 2 weeks ago, I went over to Kiefer at lunch and asked, "How come you never get angry?" He looked at me like that was a stupid question. "What do you mean?" "You never lose your temper," I said. "How do you stay so calm?" Kiefer shrugged. "I guess that's just the way I am. When something bothers me, I swallow it."
"Swallow it?"
"Yeah, you should give it a try." That didn't sound like it would work, but I had a chance to find out for myself the next day. When Bobby Thugger pushed me down on the playground, I sat there and tried to swallow my anger. I could feel it swelling in my throat. Nope. I knew right away that it wouldn't work. My anger was too large, and my throat was too small. I got up and pushed Bobby. That felt a lot better. So much for swallowing my anger. As I said, there are two ways to deal with weird behavior. One way is to ask about it. The other is to change it. Or in this case, do something that most boys are really good at. See how far you can push it. I don't know who came up with the idea, but this morning, a bunch of us, me, Dwight, Alan, Richie, and Patrick, decided that our only goal in life was to make Kiefer lose his temper. We were going to break his calm big time. "No matter what, don't give up," Dwight said, as we waited in front of the school. "Nope, total attack," Alan said. "But it can't look planned," I said. "It has to look like accidents." "There he is!" Patrick pointed across the lawn at Kiefer, who just reached the schoolyard. "Me first." Alan charged toward Kiefer at full speed. When he got close, he shot his hands out and shouted, "Tag, you're it!" He shoved Kiefer harder than I'd ever seen anyone get tagged, outside of a professional wrestling ring. The poor guy flew at least 5 or 6 feet before he landed on his butt. After landing, he slid a couple more feet. By then, Alan had dashed away. Kiefer looked around like he had no idea what had just hit him. His face grew expressionless for a moment. His jaw clenched, like he was going to shout. Then, even from a distance, I could tell he was swallowing. It looked like he was choking down a golf ball. "You're doomed," I thought. That had just been a warm-up. We had the whole day ahead of us. I ran to the wood shop and grabbed a screwdriver while the teacher wasn't watching, then headed for the lockers. I jammed the blade into the edge of Kiefer's locker and twisted, hoping I could mess up the door enough so it wouldn't open. Then I backed off and waited. It turned out I did a pretty good job jamming things up. Kiefer tried to open the locker. It wouldn't budge. He raised his fist like he was going to punch the door. Then he sighed, swallowed, and walked off. Life grew worse and worse for Kiefer throughout the morning. After lunch, we got other kids involved so he wouldn't suspect our group. By the end of the day, the whole class was taking turns making him miserable. Still, amazingly, he swallowed every bit of his anger. Maybe we just couldn't get mean enough. But on the way out of the building, Alan did the tag thing again. This time, he did it on the stairs, catching Kiefer from behind. I winced as Kiefer went tumbling. As much as I wanted to see him explode, this was a bit too rough. I guess the fall had stunned him. He lay there on his back, staring up at the clouds. Nobody moved. Finally, I stepped forward to give him a hand. I figured that would be a nice thing to do, even if the guys got mad at me. Just as I was about to reach out and say something friendly, I noticed Kiefer's lip was twitching. His jaw moved like he was trying to swallow, but his head jerked like something dry and jagged was caught in his throat. Maybe we hadn't lost after all. The anger was finally too much for him to swallow. But he hunched his shoulders, clenched his fists, and gulped. I could swear I saw a pulsing lump slide down his throat, a big wad of swallowed anger, moving like a fat rat through a slim snake. I guess Kiefer's anger still wasn't too big to swallow, but it was too big to stomach. Kiefer's shirt rippled, like someone was punching at it from the inside. He stared down at his gut and moved his lips. Faintly, I heard him say, "Oh no." The anger burst out. All of it. Years of swallowed anger. It exploded from inside him. Kiefer's anger was dark and wet, with shiny scales that hurt to look at. It had claws like saw blades and teeth that dripped green venom. As it swelled, it let out a howl that made my eyes bleed and my teeth crack. Some of the crowd froze or dropped to the ground. Some turned to run. It didn't matter. Kiefer's anchor was everywhere. As I spun away, I felt a burning slash rip across my back. My legs went numb. I fell. I dragged myself a foot or two with my hands and elbows, then gave up and flopped on my chest. My vision was fading. I could see Kiefer, not far away. His eyes were glazing over. The screams all around me had turned into whimpers. Anger had destroyed all of us. "Sorry," I whispered. Kiefer smiled. "How could he possibly be happy?" "What?" I asked. That was as much as I could manage to say. "It felt good to let all that anger out," Kiefer said. "I'll bet it did." As I closed my eyes and sank into the darkness, I realized the weirdest thing. I wasn't angry at all.